The following presentation was made available by Inspiration Express as part of the daily Kitzur Shulchan Aruch calendar program. There are many more free lectures and resources available at www.kitzur365.org. Today's lecture is given by Rabbi Dov Lev.
We are now continuing Simin Kuf Chaf Aleph of the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, the laws of public fast days. We are up to Sif Vav. Im Cholu Tanios Elo B'Shabbos, if any of the public fasts fall out on Shabbos, Dochin La'acha Shabbos, we postpone it to after Shabbos. In other words, if Tzom Gedalia, or Asara B'Tevis, or Tisha B'Av would fall out on Shabbos, we would not fast on that day, but rather we would fast the following day on Sunday. Now, notice that we did not mention what happens if Asara B'Tevis falls out on Shabbos, because according to today's calendar system, Asara B'Tevis could not fall out on Shabbos. However, it could fall out on Friday, unlike these other fasts. So he says, Aval Imchol Asara B'Tevis Be'erev Shabbos, if the fast of the 10th of Tevis falls out on Friday, then misanin umashlimin, so then we fast the complete day, and we don't break our fast until Shabbos begins. Now, what would happen if Asara B'Tevis could fall out on Shabbos, like the way things used to be when they were Mekadesh L'Chodesh al pi Re'iyah? So it is implied from the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, somewhat, that we would postpone the fast until Sunday. Maybe one can argue that we can't really prove anything from the language of the Kitzur, because he's talking about our contemporary situation where Asara B'Tevis cannot fall out on Shabbos. However, Rashi in Maseches Megillah, Daf Hei, is clear. He says, if Asara B'Tevis falls out on Shabbos, then we postpone it to the following day. Similarly, the Rambam in the fifth perek of Hilchos Tanyos is also clear. He says, Avo echad mi arba yimei atzomos shecholis b'Shabbos, if any of the four fast days fall on Shabbos, then dochen oser la'acha Shabbos, we postpone it till Sunday. So it is clear from Rashi and the Rambam that if Asara B'Tevis would fall out on Shabbos, that we would not fast on Shabbos. However, in the Sefer Abudraham, he brings down that if Asara B'Tevis would fall out on Shabbos, then unlike the other fast days, we would actually fast on Shabbos itself. We would not push it off. And the reason is because the Pasuk says about this tragedy, it says, Be'etzim hayom azeh, on this very day. So that implies that the tragedy for which we fast, Asara B'Tevis, is associated specifically with the 10th of Tevis, and we cannot push it off, and therefore we would have to even fast on that day. This Abudraham is actually brought down in the Beis Yosef, and he writes in it, V'lo yidati minayin lo zeh. He says, I don't know where the Abudraham got this chiddush from, that you would fast even on Shabbos. In the Sefer Eliyahu Rabbah, he quotes the Sefer Knesset HaGdolah, who brings down a tshuva from the Gaonim that is like the position of the Abudraham, meaning that one would indeed fast the 10th of Tevis on Shabbos. Halacha l'maisa, the psak of the Shulchan Aruch is not like the Abudraham. It seems to be like Rashi in the Rambam, because in the Shulchan Aruch he brings down Kol Dalid Soma Salolo, all of these four fasts, Imchol Uliyos B'Shabbos, Nidochim Lacha Shabbos, if any of them fall out on Shabbos, they would get postponed to after Shabbos. So it is clear, the Aruch HaShulchan points us out, that halacha l'maisa, if we could have a situation in which the 10th of Tevis would fall on Shabbos, then we would fast after Shabbos. Halacha l'maisa, the Shulchan Aruch seems to paskin not like the Abudraham. He does follow the position of Rashi and the Rambam, that if any of the fast days, meaning including Asara B'Tevis, would fall on Shabbos, we would postpone it to after Shabbos. The Aruch HaShulchan makes this observation. According to Rav Yosher Ber Soloveitchik, this chiddush of the Abudraham was untenable. He said it must have been that it was written by a Talmud Torah by a mistaken student, and In fact, there's no such position that would say that one would fast on Shabbos if Asar B'Tevis falls out on Shabbos. It would seem that he was not familiar with the El Yoraba that quotes a Chubas HaGaonim that drew the same conclusion. Halacha Zayin. Chasson Shecho Echad Me'arba Tanyas Elo B'Soch Shiva Yimei Mishneh Shelo. If any of these four fast days fell out during the week of Sheva Brachas for someone, Afal Gav She'elo Hayom Mehema Lo Kimo Regel, even though for the Chasson these days for him are like a Yom Tov, Mikom Makam Chayiv L'Hisanos, nevertheless, he is obligated to fast. Kevin D'Haregel Shelo Havi Regel D'Yachid, since this holiday for him, it's like a personal Yom Tov, Asei Avelos V'Tainis D'Rabim V'Dachi Lei. So the rule is that Avelos, mourning, and fast, which are of the community, they push away his personal Yom Tov. For old, and furthermore, Haksiv, the Pasuk says, Im Lo Ales Yes Yerushalayim Aroshim Chasi, that if I don't remember, elevate Yerushalayim over the head of my joy, meaning that we have to remember Yerushalayim over our personal jubilation of getting married. So consequently, the halacha is that a chasson would be obligated to fast even during the week of his Sheva Brachas. There is a question among the poskim about whether a chasson and kala have to fast one of the minor fasts, which is nidche, which is postponed, if it falls out during the week of their Sheva Brachas. For example, if a couple gets married the week before Shiva Asar B'Tammuz, in a case where the 17th of Tammuz falls out on Shabbos so that we normally postpone it till Sunday, so then there will be a machlokis, there will be a dispute about whether it is necessary for them to fast on that Sunday after the 17th of Tammuz when everyone else is fasting, because now it doesn't have the same strength as a regular tainus. It's called a tainus nidche. It's a postponed fast. The Bir Halacha in Simen Tov Kuf Nun Tes paskins like the Magen Avraham that the chasson and kala do have to fast even on a tainus nidche if it falls out on the week of their Sheva Brachos. The only exception would be is if someone gets married on the day of the tainus itself, then we would say that from the chasna, they would not need to fast the remainder of that day. But if it's merely the week of Sheva Brachas, then the Bir Halacha paskins that they do indeed need to fast. Not everyone agrees to this, because the Sharetzion, in fact, brings down, in the name of the Tshuvas Beis Yehuda, that during the entire week of Sheva Brachas, if a tainus nidche, if a postponed fast falls out, then the chasson and kala need not fast. Now, as we pointed out previously, the halachas in this siman are dealing with the minor fast, meaning Shiva Asar B'Tammuz, Tzom Gedalia, and Asara B'Tevis. However, when it comes to tainus Esther, we are much more lenient, and the Mishneh Berurah paskins that if tainus Esther falls out during the week of Sheva Brachos, the chasson and kala do not need to fast that day. Not all poskim agree with this, but this is the psak of the Mishneh Berurah. In the Tshuvas Beis Yehuda, he discusses a case where a couple got married in the week before Erev Pesach, so that Erev Pesach is still one of the days of the Sheva Brachos. So if the chasson happens to be a firstborn, although normally the firstborn must fast on Erev Pesach, unless they participated in the Siyum, it is not necessary for the chasson to participate in the Siyum. He's exempt from the fast, because it is his week of Sheva Brachas. Halacha Ches. Chilok Yesh ben Shlosha Tanios Harishonos L'Tisha B'Av. There is a distinction between Tisha B'Av and the other three public fast days, meaning Psalm Gedalia, Asara Betevas, and Shivasa Betamos. Bishlosha Tanyos Harishonos, in the other three fast days, Ochlim Balailo Shelifnehem, we can eat on the night that is preceding them, Ad Sheyala Amud HaShacha, until dawn. Fuhu Shelo Yashen Shnas Keva, this is as long as a person did not sleep a regular sleep. Avaim Yashen Shnas Kvar, but let's say he slept a regular sleep, he went to sleep on his bed. Asar Achakach Lechol Olishtos, afterwards it is forbidden for him to eat and drink, meaning after he wakes up, even though it is before halachic dawn, Ela Imkain, Hisner Kodem Shiyashen, unless he made a stipulation before he went to sleep, meaning he stipulates that he's not intending to start his fast until halachic dawn. V'imhu Rogol Lishtos La'achashena, and if he's always accustomed to drink after he wakes up, he would not be required to make the stipulation regarding drinking, and he would still be allowed to drink. Now, in the Mishnah Berurah, he says that all this is talking about lechatchila. But b'di'eved, even if a person is not rogel to drink, and now he would want to take a drink, as long as it is before alos hashacha, he would be allowed to do so. But of course, it's preferable to make the stipulation before going to sleep. Now, in contradistinction, we have Tisha B'Av. He says, "Uba Tisha B'Av tshrichim lahafsik mibaod yom shelofanav." On Tisha B'Av, we need to stop eating from the daytime preceding it, meaning before sunset of the 8th of Av, we have to stop eating and drinking. Now, there are other differences also between Tisha B'Av and the other fast days. Shalosh Taniyos Harishonos, on the other three fast days, Mutarim Birachitza, Vesicha, Venila Sasando, Vatashash Hamita, they are permitted in washing, in anointing, in wearing shoes, and in cohabitation. However, Ubatisha B'Av Asurin Bekulon, on Tisha B'Av, all of these are forbidden because we are more strict on the day that the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. Omishahu Bal Nefesh, and a person who is religiously conscientious, Va'adam Bari, and he's a healthy individual, Yachmir Bekulon Kimo B'Tisha B'Av. So he should try to be strict on all of these other fast days, just like Tisha B'Av. V'rak B'Ni'ilas Hasando Lo Yachmir, but only about wearing shoes, that's something he should not be strict about. Mishem chucha utlula, because people are going to mock him. It's going to seem something that is awkward, it's out of place. Ubetashrus hamita, and as far as marital relations, imhu lel tvila, if it is the night of going to the mikvah, yekayem onoso bishalosh tanios harishonos, so he should fulfill his obligation, meaning the husband and wife should be together on these other three fast days, but of course not on Tisha B'Av. Halacha Tes. Od Yesh Kula Bishalosh Taniyos Harishonos. There is another leniency in regard to the three minor fasts. The Ubaros Umenikos Hamitzdaros, and that is that women who are pregnant as well as those who are nursing, hamitzdaros, that they are suffering because of the fast, piturin milis anos, so they are exempt from fasting. V'chein chole, the same thing is true regarding one who is ill, afal pi she'ein bo sakana, even though there's no danger to his life by fasting, lo yisaneh, he should not fast. Umiko makam, in any case, af misha mutulo le'echol, even someone who is permitted to eat, lo ya'anegis atzmo, he should not indulge, elo yocho ma shehu tzorech lebrios gufo, but rather he should eat that which he needs for his health. V'chein haktanim, the same is true of children, afal pi she'einam chayovim lehisanos, even though they are not required to fast. Mikol makam, in any case, im yesh behem das lehis abel, if they have enough maturity to be able to mourn the tragedies, ro'oi lechanchom, it is proper to train them, shelo la'achilam rak lechem v'mayim, that they should not, you should not feed them anything other than bread and water, lehis abel imatzibur, so that they should mourn along with the community. Of course, it doesn't mean exclusively bread and water. It means simple foods. This is not a time for them to be indulging in treats. Now, these leniencies that we just described apply to the three minor fast days. On Tisha B'Av itself, then we are more strict in regard to fasting of women who are pregnant or nursing, as well as people who are ill, of course, only when there's no risk of danger to life at all. And there are other leniencies that we will discuss when we get up to the laws of Tisha B'Av. Halacha Yud. Lirchotz piv b'mayim b'shachris, asar b'kol tainas sibur. On any public fast day, it is forbidden for one to rinse out his mouth with water in the morning. V'harok, but the saliva that is already in his mouth, im efshar liflot yiflot, if it is possible for him to spit it out, he should do so. V'im efshar, if it is not possible, bolo, he may swallow it. Afilu biyom hakipurim, even on Yom Kippur, she'eina mechavein lahanaso, because he is not intending to get pleasure from it by drinking. Litom hamaycho, to taste a food, afilo yiflot, even if he's planning to spit it out, aser betayin nesibur, this is forbidden even on any of the minor fast days. Avo betaynashu mekabal atzmo, but a personal fast that one has undertaken, mutar lit'om ulahaflit, it would be permissible for him to taste the food and then spit it out. V'chein rechitzas hapeh muteras betaynash yachid, similarly, washing one's mouth is permissible on a personal fast day. Again, he can put water in his mouth, he could rinse and then spit out. That's fine, but it may not be done on a public fast. Halacha Yud Aleph deals with fasts that communities accept upon themselves. He says, Mitzvah al kol adas Yisrael, it is a mitzvah on every Jewish community, she'al kol tzara shelo tavo, yis'anu v'yisbalu al tzarasam lefnei Hashem yisbarach shemo, that they should daven and fast so that Hashem should not bring an impending tragedy upon them. V'im ein ha'es machsheres lis'anos, if it is not a time that they would be able to fast, kigon har nirdofim she'enam rishayim lis'anos, for example, those who are being pursued by the enemy, such that they would not be allowed to fast, shelo lishaber kocham, in order that they do not compromise their strength, yikablu aleihem lis'anos kach v'kach tanias likisheyinotzelo, they should accept upon themselves that they will fast a certain number of fasts when they are rescued, v'nechshav lahem ki'ilu his'anu otam, and it would be viewed as if they're fasting now. In other words, once someone undertakes a fast, or once a community undertakes that they will fast, so then it is viewed by Hashem as if they're fasting already now, and that itself could be the merit that might save them. Kinematzino b'Daniel, like we find in regard to Daniel, Diksiv v'yomar Eli, he said, Hashem said to me, Al tira Daniel, ki min hayom harishon ashenasata elibcha lahavin lus anas lifnei lokecha nishmod varecha, that from the first day that you undertook in your heart to understand and to fast in front of Hashem, your words were already heard from then, even though you had not yet fasted.